Hey, Lex Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. This is a preview sample or a portion of the podcast, actually our first podcast with Jim Nagel at Stony Brook. Pretty straightforward coach, as you might expect, New York guy, heavy emphasis on the fundamentals. Anyway, this is kind of an interesting drill. It is a ground ball pass drill, but it goes into kind of a freelance 4v4. So, you know, they are trying to redirect the ball to the weak side and get off a shot, run three reps with each group. I'll let Coach share with you the individual things that he is pushing here, but he is really focusing, I think, on the players thinking ahead and knowing where they are. So we're competing for a ground ball. It could be rolling out a ground ball to an offensive player or giving the offensive player a little bit of an advantage. It could be a contested ground ball. Obviously, if the defense gets it, we're immediately in a clear. But anyway, if the offense gets it, we're redirecting either topside or through X to the weak side of the field, ground ball pass into a shot, or if the guy's got some space there, a dodge into an oncoming player. Anyway, here's Coach Jim Nagel describing the drill in his own words. Go to the article section. You can see it drawn up in a little more detail. Be remiss if I didn't thank our great friends at Crossover for all they've done for my site. Great product. I use it. I love it. We got special deals for our members on the site. I encourage you to as well. Anyway, here's Coach Jim Nagel.
Like the mantra of ground ball pass, or scoop pass, as some coaches say, has become an inherent part of practice. Are you doing ground ball pass, and can you describe to the coaches a little bit about how you might do a drill where there's a ground ball and a reversal, and what the fundamental and the philosophy is that you're trying to drive home?
Sure. I think that pass concept is definitely a West Jenny, something they preached all the time. And ball movement from Ward Melville and Coach Kuzo. So all those things are deep in the roots of New York State high school lacrosse. But our basic principle, like in any sport, you pick up the loose ball, the defense is heavy to the ball side of the field, and swinging the ball to the weak side is always a good idea. It's where the defense isn't, and the ball moves faster than you do. So two things we talk about there are thinking ahead, so kind of knowing where you are. And first of all, if you have an opportunity to compete for the ground ball, you compete for it, and you go for the ground ball, and you work to try to win the ball. But then if you're not in the vicinity of the ball, thinking ahead, having a plan offensively, and knowing where you are in relation to the ground ball. We talk about that a lot because guys are going to be in different spots. We drill it almost every day because they have to react to where they are on the field in relation to the ball.
If he doesn't go for the ground ball, he's establishing a legitimate adjacent passing lane or something like that.
Exactly. So you're supporting two adjacent passes. The guy who scoops through the ground ball is running the daylight and throwing the ball to the first stick he can get the ball to. We support both adjacents, and then we're swinging the ball to the backside. The guy on the backside is getting deep and setting himself up for a dodge, which we try to get him immediately to do as he receives the ball, so he's thinking one step ahead. Defensively, we call it relational ground balls, where the players who are not competing for the ground ball are now thinking ahead and preparing for the next play, which in most cases on a defensive half-field situation, third of the field situation, those off-ball defenders are not just floating around staring at the ball. They're assuming transition defense responsibility. So as the guys are going for that ground ball, they should be in tight to the crease and organized accordingly. Then if their team picks up the ball defensively, they're in position where they can spoke out and redirect the ball to clear it. But if the other team picks it up, they're not so stretched out where the ball is going to get underneath them.
So, Coach, you mind sharing with us what that drill looks like, where the guys are on the field, and how you
We can do it in a variety of different ways.
Right.
Do 4-on-4 is kind of a real good way to get the guys supporting the adjacent and really getting to spots with less guys out on the offensive third. And then we can build it up to a 6-on-6. But really, it's just rolling a ball out in a offensive third situation repping it out.
Where are the offensive players and the defensive players, Coach? Or are you just running this like a scramble?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
When you start this drill, where are the offensive and
it's
the
just
defensive?
Like, they're on the field in the offensive third, and you roll a ball out, they play it, and then you roll in another ball out. You usually do sets of threes and then rotate a group in. What you're trying to do is get guys in different areas of the field in different situations so they can read and react to where they are in relation to the ground ball.
So you're not really, I mean, this drill doesn't have lines. These guys
are
somewhere near the offensive box.
Yeah, it's like it's in sets, you know. So the other guys are off the half, on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In the early days of the site, you know, when we were getting started, most of the guys were running their 4v4s in either a front Y or a back Y. Are you doing that, or what kind of set do you have you like these guys to be set up in when you start this drill?
No, it's more flow, as I was getting into the before. I mean, we're more teaching concepts and flow than we are teaching sets and schemes. So I don't really care where they are. They're just out there.
Okay.
And it almost is helpful if you have guys in different spots or you're overloaded, so you have three guys on the ball side of the field and you got to get one guy support and then you got to get another guy to the back side of the field and he's got to sprint and get there and really work hard to stick with the plan of getting the ball to the weak side of the field. So we're much more principally driven than schematically driven.
And the guy that's sprinting out to get to the weak side, is he high or low?
It depends which way the ball swings. So if the ball is going through X, then he's supporting
right.
Low. If the ball is coming up across the top, then he's usually high. It's really about keeping thinking ahead, moving your feet so the ball doesn't stall.
Right.
Because a lot of times it doesn't really matter. You always have space over there, so it doesn't really matter kind of where you are.
Hey, my brothers, I hope you got all that. Go to the article section, check it out. Those of you that have me coming out for coaching clinics, I love to do it, and we're getting big crowds, not my stuff, but the stuff that comes from the coaches that we've interviewed, sharing their ideas as they would encourage us to help make all coaches better. Anyway, check out the article in the article section. It's Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Until next time, everybody, God bless.